Okay, it's a little bit after 6. We'll call the meeting to order. Can we have the roll call, please?
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy is excused. Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Skarda.
Here.
Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck.
Here.
Brock Williamson.
Here.
Thank you. Next item on my agenda is the minutes from the June 4th meeting. Is there a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion to second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next item, correspondence. Thank you. Citizens' comments. Is there any citizens that have comments tonight? Thank you. New business, 6A, consider request of Matt Feinauer, PE Village Engineer, on behalf of the Village of Pleasant Prairie owners for approval of release of easements and 2 certified survey maps to subdivide the property located west of 128th Avenue, north of County Trunk Highway Q, in the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park into 5 lots and an outlot. Gene?
Trustee Polakoff, members of the Plan Commission, as Prairie Highlands Corporate Park, it is generally located between 104th Street and County Trunk Highway C. It's west of 120th Avenue, which is the west frontage road. As it continues to develop, the staff is presenting tonight 2 certified survey maps that will create a total of 5 lots and an outlot. In addition, a number of easements that were previously dedicated that are no longer needed are being released. With respect to the certified survey maps, the first CSM will subdivide the property into 3 lots, and 1 outlot is noted. Lot 3 would be 53.1 acres with over 1,400 feet of frontage on 128th Avenue. Lot 4 is 12 acres with over 400 feet of frontage on 128th Avenue. Lot 5 is 60.8 acres with over 2,000 feet of frontage on 128th Avenue and 1,000 feet of frontage on 104th Street. And that Lot 5 is going to be further subdivided this evening with the second CSM. And then finally, Outlot 3 is 16.3 acres with over 500 feet of frontage on 128th Avenue. This outlot will be owned by the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park and will be used for stormwater facilities for the park. Said stormwater facilities are currently under construction within the outlot. Second CSM this evening is a redivision of Lot 5 of the first CSM, and it creates 2 additional lots. Lot 6 is 16 acres with over 500 feet of frontage on 128th Avenue and over 1,000 feet of frontage on 104th Street. And Lot 7 is 44.7 acres with over 1,500 feet of frontage on 128th Avenue. The lots are zoned M5, Production and Manufacturing District, and a few pocket wetlands exist on Lots 6 and 7 and Outlot 3, which will be zoned C1, Lowland Resource Conservancy District. The floodplain associated with the creek in Outlot 3 is also zoned FPO, Floodplain Overlay District. The zoning map amendment is required to rezone the non-wetlands within the Outlot 3 into the PR1 Neighborhood Park and Recreational District, and the small wetlands on Lots 3, 6, and 7 along the west property lines is required to be rezoned into the C1 District as well. In addition to the zoning map amendments, the 2035 Comprehensive Land Use Plan Map 9.9 is proposed to be amended to place the non-wetland areas of Outlot 3 into the park, recreation, and other open space land use designation. The wetlands and the 100-year floodplain designations in the outlot will remain unchanged. In addition, the small wetlands on Lots 3, 6, and 7 along the west property lines shall be shown on the land use plan within the park, recreation, and other open space lands with the field delineated wetland land use designations. These amendments will be considered at a later date upon the setting of the required public hearing. There are some easement vacations being shown on these CSMs. The easement areas, as shown on the attached map, are being released since these easements are no longer required. All required easements are being shown on the 2 CSMs. Generally, the easements being released include the village and Aurora releasing their rights to the wetland easements that are off of their properties, the village releasing temporary grading easements and a permanent grading easement, and the village, We Energy's AT&T and Spectrum releasing some general utility easements that are no longer needed. This is not a public hearing, but we do have a representative of the village, Matt Feinauer, here. He's our village engineer. If you have any specific questions regarding the CSM.
Any questions for Matt? It's your night, Matt.
Not one question.
Okay. I guess my only one would be, how are things going out there? I see a lot of movement, but...
Yeah, things are going fairly well. I mean, this year has been relatively wet, so I mean, that's kind of put a hardship a little bit on the grading, especially on the west side of the site. But overall, I think the project's gone fairly smooth for the size project that it is. So.
It may be a little premature, but do we have any prospective tenants for those lots? I know what names are not, but I...
Gene, do you have that one you want me to?
Tom, do you want
to? Sure. John, can you go back to the... Lot 4, if you recall, which is the lot immediately north of Lot 3, though, where the stormwater detention is, we did enter into a purchase and sale agreement with a company called Offsite. They're a data storage facility. And then the southernmost lot, which would be Lot 6, that's Project Tomorrow. That's not revealed yet, but the Governor Evers, is coming down on Wednesday for an announcement of that company. And that'll be taking place at 3 p.m. out at Prairie Highlands Corporate Park.
Oh.
So those are the two prospective tenants that we have for those lots, Lot 4 and Lot 6.
Anything else?
No.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve by Jim, second by Wayne. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We're adjourned.